Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Immig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, it's I'm shaking off this thing with the Bucks last night, and that was kind of rough, but it's nice to think that while all this is going on in Milwaukee, that up in Green Bay, they are getting prepared for another season. And OTAs, this first batch of OTAs has started to wrap up. What do you think, Paul? This has been kind of fun to sprinkle in your football with everything else that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, is this the portion of the show where we break down and analyze a Bakhtiari versus Rodgers beer chugging contest? Or is this, you know, do we ignore that topic? I mean, that's all I can see today on Twitter and everywhere else is everyone posting about Rodgers and Bakhtiari. And then I'm like, oh, football. And they're like, no, beer drinking. So, I mean, this is kind of where we're at in the football season cycle. But you know, I mean, I'm sure the last 2 days have been interesting for you. I don't know how long you've known that you'd be filling in for Bill today. But let's say you'd have this blocked off a year ago, Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say last late May, they're like, hey, Kevin, we're going to be in for Bill because Bill really knows how to block off his vacation schedule. And you say, okay, sure. You probably wouldn't have thought you'd be, you know, talking, prepping for Game 5 and then Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and that, you know, Packers would sort of be like third wheel behind a Brewers team that's leading the wild card. And I mean, what a time to be a Wisconsin resident, huh? Everything's backwards and everything's new.
And you have Packers players drinking beer, chugging beer. You have the Bucks in the ECF, and you got Drake as a topic. I mean, this is, yeah, I feel like I definitely slipped into bizarro world. That's why, to me, the whole OTAs thing is a little bit of a feel of normalcy, right? It's this thought that this football is going on, that we're back to, you know, there's practice, there's this preparation for the season, because in January we were focused on Matt LaFleur. We were focused on what he was bringing to the table. Now it's May, and now that system is getting put into place actually on the field. I'm excited to see how the guys embrace it. And, Paul, it seems like they have embraced it so far.
Yeah, I think it was overdue. I mean, that's kind of been my thought for a while now, is it's hard to say goodbye to a coach like Mike McCarthy, especially for, you know, an executive like Mark Murphy, who, you know, kind of seized control, if you want to phrase it that way, you know, recently or somewhat recently. And before that, it wasn't like Ted Thompson was the type of, you know, GM to, you know, really worry about, you know, firing Mike McCarthy or moving on. And again, it's not like there's been a huge string of poor success. I mean, prior to the last 2 years, the Packers have been very good. All of that being said, my long-winded way of saying, I think it's being embraced, especially by the leaders on the team, you know, Rodgers, Bakhtiari, Adams, et cetera, because they know, for as much as they might love Mike McCarthy, the human being, that it was time for a new voice. And whether this new voice, this Matt LaFleur voice, is the difference between them missing the playoffs for the third year in a row, which hasn't happened in forever, or it's the difference between that happening or getting back to you know, a Super Bowl, we all wait and see. But you know, you almost have to look at it and say, sometimes coaching changes, and you don't really have to look further than the Bucks, who, you know, went from not getting out of the first round to being, you know, for as much doom and gloom as there is today, still being two games away from an NBA Finals appearance with Budenholzer. A coaching change can make a huge difference in every sport, and sometimes that is the difference. So I think there's reason for optimism. I think, you know, again, was Matt LaFleur what most people thought was the leading candidate when this coaching search started? No. I mean, I would have put more money on Adam Gase to end up winning that battle than Matt LaFleur, who, again, I think if you look at his resume, you would have said, oh, so he's an offensive coordinator for a middling offense in Tennessee, who preferred to run the ball. you know, who certainly has never, you know, had executive power, so to speak, over a quarterback of Aaron Rodgers' stature. But it's new, it's fresh, it's invigorating, and I'm not surprised at all that the leaders of that team, especially offensively, are looking at this as a chance to wipe the slate clean. And it's like when you get used to success, and the Packers certainly got used to having success, and then in the span of 2 years, you're not thought of in the same way anymore, and you've missed the playoffs two straight years. You're looking for something, and Matt LaFleur is that something, and so it's, I think it's important to see it's being embraced, but it's not surprising either, because I think most people knew, you know, this was probably overdue, or at least the right time to try something different offensively.
And sometimes it's about what you change, and sometimes it's about what you don't change. And it's interesting that with LaFleur and the whole different approach and the free agent signings and so on, the thing that has been kept, the thing that overwhelmingly fans, or not fans, but the organization realized would be important is Mike Pettine. And Mike Pettine staying put, and I can't call him happy. He never looks happy, but he's got to be pleased with what he's got on defense.
Yeah, resting coach face, I think they call it. appreciate you guys for the laugh track. Mike Pettine's the holdover. And, you know, who would have thought that to be true? When you look at when he first started, you had going into his 13th year, Mike McCarthy, and now you have the first new defensive coordinator since, Capers was new in 2009, I believe, you know, so the first time in a decade. And now Pettine's the holdover. While we have to very much wait and see with Matt LaFleur, because we don't have a track record. Young guy, hasn't really had a lot of, major power in the NFL up until this point. You can look at Pettine and you can say what he's done in other stops. And I think what he did last year, and I'm not saying the Packers' defense last year was some juggernaut, and they really did struggle to take the ball away. But this is a chance for them to build a defense, around the type of guys that Mike Pettine would want. And so when you have a fiery, Dom Capers, I always appreciated talking to him. He would, Kevin, and I think listeners would find this interesting too, and some of them might know this. Kevin, it was always fun to have Dom Capers come into the press conference on the day after a game, and he would open with a 6-minute monologue, really. But to call Dom Capers a fiery personality would be like one of the most incorrect statements a person could make. Mike Pettine's on the complete other end of that spectrum. And I think when you start acquiring guys that A, fit his mold, and B, would fit into that type of personality type, to have what Rodgers said, I think back to what Rodgers said last year, Kevin, in terms of like was that in training camp, right? Where the pre-practice speech that Mike Pettine gave to the team, and Rodgers called it the best one we've had in a long time. It's important to have that, especially because LaFleur is not going to be that, bang the chest, leader of men type of person. Mike Pettine is, and that I think that's unmistakable, who's had success in other places and now has a defense that's much better suited to what he wants to do. And, now he waits to see if he can, let's say the Packers offense isn't a juggernaut right away out of the gate, or maybe at all season. And this is what Bill and I always come back to on his show is, is it a top 10 NFL defense? Is it built to be a top 10 NFL defense? It's been a lot to ask in the past. I think what Pettine did last year with a below average group of players, now a much better group of players that better fit what he's doing, I think we can set our expectations accordingly and say, this should be a top 10 NFL defense.
At what point do you just start literally counting the days down and saying, okay, this number of days until first preseason game or first some kind of game? How many days until you start looking at it like, can we get this underway?
Yeah, I mean, depending on how the results of tomorrow night's NBA game go, will drastically impact my countdown clock. I kind of thought, hoped, that we'd be having basketball in the state for the next few weeks. And obviously there's some recovery that has to happen for that to happen. If there's not an NBA game, then the countdown clock starts immediately, and then you're saying, okay, 60 days until training camp report and, 85 days. These numbers are probably pretty close. We should check them. Here's a little fact check segment. 85 days until the first preseason game. And let me do a quick math. 98 days, let's say, until the first regular season game. Then the countdown clock starts. But it's kind of interesting. Bill and I did talk about this somewhat recently, where if you could kind of get into this cycle as a Wisconsin sports person where you're covering basketball through May or possibly into June, and every year you're covering baseball every year into October, and then the Packers kind of fitting in, oddly, sort of as like, you know, training camp starting late July during that time period where it's been all Brewers for a month or so, you know, even if the Bucks do go to the finals, you still have a month dedicated to all Brewers, then the Packers jump in for training camp. So the countdown clock is like, it's running, but it's on pause, you know, because of all the other excitement in the state. And I guess let's hope that I don't have to start that clock tomorrow at 10:30 p.m.
Right. I'm thinking the same way. Paul Emigar, Green and Gold analyst. At the risk, I know Nick Bode needs to get to break, but I want to ask you one more real quick question. TV, man, we didn't talk about it before. Now this large show with the throne is done. What do I watch?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm slacking on TV viewing. No one told me that having like infant twins would severely impact your ability to watch TV. But it has. Shockingly. Oh, thank you, Mike Clemens. Appreciate you. So I'm a little bit slacking. I'm trying to catch up on a lot of shows. Have you seen Barry on HBO?
No.
It's Bill Hader. We love Bill Hader, right? From SNL.
Right.
Who plays a, drum roll please, a contract killer who is also trying to become an actor.
Oh, that's great.
What a plot line. So season two was just on HBO. I think Barry's a really good show. So I'm not as well versed in, you know, I got to finish Game of Thrones, which was good. I got to see Aaron Rodgers be an extra. Great, wonderful. But for the most part, yeah, I'm a little behind, Kevin, and this is my first time where I've had to kind of be like, well, how about, you know, but truly, Barry, it's a 30-minute show. It's only 8 episodes per season. You could run through it in 4 hours. So Barry on HBO would be my recommendation for the day.
Count it. That'll be next. Paul, thanks for joining us. Enjoy that holiday weekend.
You too, man. See you, Kevin.
That's Paul Emig joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.